Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Live from the ESPN 690 Anajar and Levine Studios.
This is Action Sports Chats with Brent Martineau.
Hey, welcome back to iCryo here in St. John's County Pavilion at Durbin Park. Brent Martineau, Casey Kurtz. Casey trying to get everything set up so he can get in that cryotherapy chamber live here on ESPN 690. First time he's ever done it. We're looking forward to that. We hope we can pull this off and make it happen. You won't see video, but you'll hear the audio of him shivering, probably. But then it'll feel really good after. That's what it's all about down here at iCryo and recovering. It's good for you. Brent Martineau, Casey Kurtz, Aaron Schachter back in the Action Sports Shack studios. He also can't wait for this segment just to get a good chuckle.
It'll be fun.
Friend Casey.
Yeah.
He kind of knows how this is going to go, I think.
I think everybody does.
What does that mean?
I think it's going to be funny and a lot of tears from you, even though most regular people are just okay with this kind of stuff.
You wouldn't be okay with this. You would fold under the pressure.
I guess time will tell. I'm still waiting to get you on the radar gun, Casey. 80 miles an hour is a high claim.
I got this. You got to let me warm up, though.
That's fair. I can do that.
Give me 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Maybe we got to start doing a lot of, like, live events here on Action Sports Shacks on ESPN 690 if we're going to go out to the parking lot and get the radar gun.
It's got, yeah, you know how much radar guns are? I don't know who's going to be footing that, though.
Got it.
You have a radar gun?
Of course. Radar, right, Mike?
Oh, that doesn't count.
He's
I'm not pocket
dad.
Radar.
It's the same thing.
All right.
That's good.
This is kind of like
how I see if Kaylee's throwing 80.
What we're going to do on the show going forward is we're going to do things like going through tables, but we're actually going to execute on those.
Yeah.
The reason I'm going in the chamber is because you didn't go through the table.
Yeah, well.
I'm coming through for the people.
Maybe I didn't have to fulfill that because the guy was leaving. Maybe that's why he left.
Wouldn't that be something? When the book comes out, they're going to be like, it's just because he didn't go through the table.
I was supposed to go through a table because I lost a bet when the Jags beat the Bills, Aaron.
Yeah.
But then, like, we had Tony Khan, like, live on air one day, and I asked him, I'm like, can you give me some advice about going through the table?
He said, don't do it.
And he said, don't do it. He's like, I strongly advise you don't do it.
He said, don't do it. And then he said, but tuck your head if you do.
He said,
so then I was like, all right, tuck your head, Brent, perfect.
He said, like, I think he said, tuck your head. I'd have to go back and
neck,
listen.
Or chin to chin down.
So he said, tuck your head, but also don't, like, I think it's one of those
tense
things
up.
Where you don't tense up, right?
Yeah.
You're about to go through a table. Don't tense up.
I'm curious what his opinion is, which you should do, either the table, get a chair to the back and the head, or maybe get hit with like a barbed wire bat. Well, some of these hardcore matches, you got to make that decision, Brent. Which one are you going with?
I think I'd go through the table, given those
Seems
three.
Like that's the better choice.
Because the tables seem like a breakaway or whatever, right? They kind of feel like they are.
Sure.
And, I haven't lived up to that. I apologize.
No, you don't. You're never but doing it.
That doesn't mean I won't someday. I don't think I will, though. I really thought I was going to do it, too, and then I was kind of like just it never materialized. Like, we needed, like, our promo team to put that together, and I don't think they
don't
would sign
promo.
Off on that.
Don't blame promotions.
I don't think the station wanted to sign. Like, we would have had to do that. We were going to do it, and we couldn't tell them.
Well, yeah.
Because they wouldn't sign off on
it. We haven't told them anything we've done.
Yeah.
We should keep it that way. I got another idea I don't want to tell the radio station about that we should do. I think we should get Austin back in this room, and then he puts me and Casey separately in submission holds. Who takes longer to tap out? Let's go.
I like that idea.
Let's do it. Get me some workman's comp on this thing. Come on.
This is pure Darwinism. Survival of the fittest here on Action Sports Shacks on ESPN 690. We will have no show.
Aaron would go to sleep first, by the way. I'm not tapping.
All right. I'll tell you what, man. I've already told you my story about that. I forgot to tap out. I went to sleep so quick.
Oh, that's right. See, I like sleeping, so I don't mind. Put me out. You know what I mean?
I like sleeping.
I mean, it was painless.
Yeah, I mean.
So it's fine.
Once you pass out from the pain you're in.
Let's just say it can't be like a chokehold. It's got to be like a leg lock or something where we think our leg is coming off. You got to get the taps in there. Yeah.
No, I got the chokehold. That
that's
wasn't like snapping my elbow.
I have longer legs.
I mean.
There's more to hurt.
I'd start like arm wrestling and tap out.
I tap out when I'm reading. I'm like, all right, I can't do it. I gotta go.
Brent Martin of Casey Kurtz, Aaron Schachter. All right, hey, you got a little exercise for us, right? I mean, there could be some football records this season broken, if I understand it correctly. And we'll send everybody into the summer swing with some record-breaking football talk. Could we see some records fall this year?
I think we can. I'm going to ask you guys if you see it the same way I do, because obviously as the game changes, right, offense, specifically the quarterback, valued a lot more, passing game, bigger and better than it's ever been. So a lot of these records that have stood for a long time have either fallen recently or are pretty close to falling now. So I want to run through a few of these with you and get your takes on them. First one we're going to look at is the single-season passing yards record. Currently, the record holder is Peyton Manning, 5,477 yards in that 2013 season. Now, last year, Tommy Touchdown, old man Brady, he threw for 5,316. So he's right on it. Wow. That was at the age of 44. By the way, he broke Drew Brees' completions record last year as well. Herbert, he cracked 5,000 yards. Mahomes, Stafford, David Carr, they were all over 4,800 yards. So the question to you, Brent, is, does someone surpass 5,477 passing yards this year?
Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah. That's a good sign, right?
You know what's interesting here is I would lean towards somebody like a Josh Allen potentially in Buffalo having to flirt with this record because they don't like to run.
True.
Well, but they're trying to run more. Like, that's part of what they're trying to do, right? Then who they draft? Did they draft James Cook? Mm-hmm. Did the Bills get him?
I think they did get a running back in the draft, yeah.
And so I think they're going to put a little more emphasis on that, take some of the onus off Josh Allen. We all have to caveat this, right? And I think this is in part why we're coming to fruition with some of these potential record-breaking moments is the 17th game of the NFL season. So I'm going to say if Tom Brady at 44 could do it, then I'm going to say some of these dynamic passing games, like a Derek Carr, threw for 4,800 and then gets Devontae Adams.
Yes, or Stafford year two in the same offense.
Yeah, and brings over Allen Robinson. Then I'm going to say, yeah, that one goes in 5,400 yards. I mean, listen, 4,000 used to be a thing. It ain't a thing anymore. So 5,400 yards is certainly attainable.
Yeah. Case.
What about you, Casey?
I get on board. I think, yeah, that's a good one. I think Brady's also another one. Like, he was closest to it last year, and they still have all those weapons. I thought Mahomes would be a guy that would get close to it, but now you lose Tyreek Hill, and that obviously hurts. But, yeah, to your point, you have to have a team that doesn't want to run the football. Tampa likes to run it, but in short yardage packages. Like, Fournette doesn't get a ton of carries, so I think that's why Brady's on the table for me. And same thing with the Rams coming back with Akers. He's not a guy that you give it to a ton. He's not a 20, 30 carry a game guy. So, yeah, I think those are two good options. And don't sleep on Russell Wilson.
Oh, look at the late Russell Wilson entry. Yeah, I like it.
Good.
Single-season receiving yards, another record that is coming pretty close to getting broken year in and year out. Calvin Johnson still owns the record. Megatron broke it in 2012. 1,964 yards receiving. Cooper Kupp last year, 1,947.
Wow.
You got guys like Jefferson, Chase, Adams knocking on the door. Does the record fall for single-season receiving yards this year?
I'm going to say no, guys, and here's the reason. Cooper Kupp's season just ridiculous. But even take Cooper Kupp and the Rams, and he just got another receiver. And so I said this earlier in the show when we were talking about DeAndre Hopkins. There are more good receivers in the game than ever before. Mm-hmm. And therefore, there are more options for quarterbacks and coordinators than ever before. And so I just think it makes it leaning on one guy not impossible, but more improbable for that to happen.
I would agree because I think the extra game obviously helps there, but in a guy like Cooper Kupp, he did everything every game, and it was like this guy can't really do much more, and he still wasn't there. And I think to the point you just made, like if OBJ was there the whole season, I don't think his numbers are as big as they were.
Agreed.
So now the
guy could get hurt now and create the same situation. But.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't think Devontae Adams does it because I think there's too many targets to go around on that team. That's another guy that you could see going for it. But if it's not Cooper Kupp, if it's not Devontae Adams, I have a hard time seeing it getting broken. Although I think it will in a shorter amount of time than a longer period because of the extra game.
One other thing on this front is let's say T. Higgins. Hopefully it doesn't happen, but he gets hurt, right? And then so all the attempt you can throw to Ja'Marr Chase. Well, then the defenses can really put attention. They can shade a guy. They can do other. They can bracket them. They can do whatever it is. All those technical terms. So I could see the ability of a guy like Ja'Marr Chase or a guy like Justin Jefferson, right, to put up a lot of numbers to that point, if especially if their counterpart got hurt. I just think then you bring defense into play more than you are even right now in the attention they're getting, Aaron.
One more thought on Ja'Marr Chase, because I like that you brought him up here. Out of all the receivers, and I agree with you guys on possibly a slight regression from Cooper Kupp based on the improved wide receiver core he's got going into the year this year. Although, a lot of people are expecting Stafford another year in that offense to step up a little bit more and have a little more production. But on the Ja'Marr Chase front, here's a guy who can eat up 200 yards in a game on four passes. So I think if anyone is a favorite to break that record, as Ja'Marr Chase gets more targets and more receptions, you may see him either come closer or eclipse that number, I think, sometime soon.
Don't sleep on Stephon Diggs.
Stephon Diggs, another good one on that Josh Allen team. Yeah. Single-season receiving record. This might be a tough one. You got Randy Moss with his legendary 2007 on the Patriots. 23 touchdowns received that year from Randy Moss. It's absolutely insane. Beat the record, Jerry Rice's, by one. So Moss with 23, Rice with 22. They are the only two guys in history to receive 20 touchdowns or more. Does that record get broken this year? A little context from last year. Cooper Kupp had 16 touchdowns. Davante Adams had 18.
Wow, that's a lot of touchdowns. That's a lot of touchdowns.
Yeah.
I'm going to say no. I think a lot has to happen for that again.
It's a big record.
I just don't see it. How many did Kupp have, did you say?
Kupp had 16.
Okay.
And that's a team that likes to – yeah, that's a the Rams like to run on the goal line.
Yeah, so just think about this, though. Enormous years, 1,900 yards and 16 touchdowns. Davante Adams, huge year. And he was still five away.
Yeah.
That ain't happening.
Yeah, I would agree. I don't think it's happened. I think there's not enough teams that have a one-option guy. Like, every guy that's like a touchdown-scoring machine like Cooper Kupp, you always have somebody else who's going to demand the football. So when you can't really find a team that's going to score enough to have that guy, like, if the Texans were good, Brandon Cooks would be an option here. I know that's, like, that's kind of the teams I'm looking for, though, a one-option type of guy. You know what? It's still not going to be broken, but I'm going to give you somebody. Don't sleep on Michael Pittman Jr.
They you must have, like, his mother as your next-door neighbor or something. You are talking about Michael Pittman Jr. more than any other wide receiver in existence.
She lives right next door. And I also have a good amount of Michael Pittman Jr. rookies that I need to be worth something. So it's all about speaking it into existence. Doesn't matter if he's actually good. You talk about it enough on the radio, people will buy the eBay.
You know, Davante Adams at 18 touchdowns is interesting here, if only because he's on a team with better targets. So obviously, he's going to have to share that workload a little more, but Carr throws the ball more. So I don't know. You might have a little balance right there where you find Davante Adams maybe coming down in yardage but stepping up in touchdowns.
Could be.
All right, the next record, single-season scrimmage yards. So this is receiving and rushing. Currently, CJ2K, Chris Johnson, 2,509 yards from scrimmage in 2009. He's the only player to ever top 2,500 yards in the history of the game. You had Christian McCaffrey in 2019 with 2,392. That's about as close as we've gotten. Last year, Jonathan Taylor, monster year, right? 2,171 yards. So he was still behind by a good 300 to 400 yards. By the way, Derrick Henry, before he was hurt, one last piece of context here. He was on pace to finish the year at 2,318. You got a couple of guys there, but, you know, Christian McCaffrey, does he make it through the season? Derrick Henry on a Titans team that's, by all accounts, maybe a little bit worse than they were last year. Does that account for anything into this discussion?
Travis Etienne.
You got to stop.
Well, look, the guy can receive and he can run.
Listen, I like the guy that I can at least throw out there.
There's an option, sure.
That's insane what Johnson did. Think about the insanity of the years you just mentioned, from McCaffrey to Derrick Henry, even the pace he was on last year, which we knew he wasn't going to keep the pace even if he stayed healthy, most likely. But he would have still been a couple hundred yards away from that mark.
Yeah.
I mean, those are incredible marks, and I just don't see it. Like, if you look at the talent, right, McCaffrey, you can't even rely on him to stay healthy. Saquon Barkley, you think he might be able to do it. Alvin Kamara, is he even going to play? Like, what's Alvin Kamara's situation?
Yeah.
And I don't see Derrick Henry doing that kind of thing almost solely based on his legs more than his receiving. Not solely, but much of it. I guess the only guy I would consider in this, if you had a monster year, but they have other people to make happy, is maybe a player like Dalvin Cook.
Dalvin Cook's another good choice.
You definitely got you got other people that need the football, though. Yeah. I think I will disagree with you, and I will say that it does happen because it's Derrick Henry. You lose A.J. Brown, and your passing game kind of went out the window there. I don't necessarily believe in Ryan Tannehill like I did last year. I think if Derrick Henry's healthy, you give him the ball every play. As far as I check it, they still play Jacksonville twice, so we're going to see a stiff arm or two at some point in time during the season. So I will say Derrick Henry breaks it because he is the number one, two, and three options on that team.
And by the way, on Henry and the Titans, yes, they lose A.J. Brown. Julio Jones really a non-factor, but they did pick up Robert Woods, and they drafted Treylon Burks, so as long as that guy works out, you may not see as big a drop-off as the Titans, you know, maybe don't want to see. But Derrick Henry coming back. So hypothetically, if Henry gets injured again this year and misses significant time, to the conversation we were having earlier, is this one of those cases where it might be the beginning of the end for a guy who's barely getting started right here?
You look like you're going to say something.
Yeah, I was, but then I lost it. I think Derrick Henry's doing it. I don't know.
You
I
think
don't know
he's
what
coming all
say.
The way back this year?
Yes,
I'm clearly.
Yeah,
you think he's going to have over 2,000 yards, yeah.
I have a hard time answering this question, all right, because I really like King Henry, even though he plays for the Titans. I think it's unbelievable, his career, and really the pantheon of where he exists now as a product of Northeast Florida. And I know the Yulee folks won't like me saying just Jacksonville, so Northeast Florida. But I do think at some point this kind of level of productivity
such a workload
will decline, yeah. Right? I mean, and just based on position and based on the craziness of what he's accomplished the last couple of years. I mean, not even you can take your best players of all time in any sport, and they still have a crescendo of their best seasons, you know? They don't do that for 5, 6 years, 4 years. And on a running back in the NFL, you would think that window would be even shorter of their great, great, great years. And I think we probably have witnessed the two best years. Well, again, he got hurt last year, but he was on pace to have his two best years in a row from Derrick Henry.
Eclipsing the 2,000-yard mark rushing if he would have stayed healthy last year. In 2020, they ran him 378 times. Last year, he got injured week 8. He had run 219 times.
Wow.
That's
Robbie
a heavy.
Ramsey says, what's up?
Heavy workload. Heavy workload. Okay, the next record. How about the single-season sacks record? All right, so these are the guys giving out the sacks, not taking the sacks. Right now, you got co-holders of the record. You got Strahan and T.J. Watt last year at 22.5 sacks. This one seems like it's prime to go.
And Brent's going to say,
yeah, I'm actually I'm trying to find one that would work, and I do think this one is one that would work. I mean, we're passing the football more than any times before. You get the 17th game, and, well, all we need to do is go back to last year, and T.J. Watt did it.
Not only that, you're giving him 17 games. He only played 15.
I thought he did.
Yeah.
And you're seeing, like, I mean, there are enough good pass rushers in the league to be able to threaten this. Do you get a bounce-back year from a guy like Khalil Mack? Like, hey, I'm back.
True.
Right? Do you get that kind of... I'm not sure if Von Miller has that kind of year in him.
Is Aaron Donald too old? Aaron Donald too old?
I'm not sure he's too old. I just don't know from the interior if he can get that many. He's going to have a lot of plays and numbers, but I'm not sure he's going to get 22.5, 23 sacks.
Yeah, 2018, he came the closest. He was 20.5, but again,
20.5?
Yes, but 3 years ago. 3 years ago is a long time.
I wouldn't call him too old. But he did just get paid, and he almost flirted with retirement. How motivated is he, I think I would question, after winning the Super Bowl. But, I mean, you got to – listen, there's Joey Bosa, there's Nick Bosa, there's just a
Robert
lot of guys.
Robert Quinn, Myles Garrett, all those guys with more than 15 in 2021.
And by the way, you just said a name that – keep an eye on that one, Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett could be a guy that does threaten that kind of record. He's got that kind of talent.
Yeah, I think no matter who it is, I think it gets broken. If it's T.J. Watt or somebody else, I think it's almost a guarantee to get broken.
I got two more on the way back when we come back. Just two more, but I think they're interesting ones for you guys.
All right. I like this, by the way. This is good. And I appreciate you bringing it up. We're going to send Casey to the cryotherapy chamber. He's got to, get prepped.
Come on, buddy.
It's like he's going to surgery.
I got this, guys.
Let's go.
We're live at iCryo. Hopefully, we'll be live from the cryotherapy chamber, not we.
I better not be doing this for nothing. Like, we better be on the air. Because if I'm just freezing for nothing.
Oh, by the way, that's partly on you. if we're going to get on the air.
That's right.
To get it dialed in.
No, I still got to get the Wi-Fi. So, yeah, I'll work on that during the break.
Listen, right, Brent, I know it may shock you, but if it happens that we come back and he's going to get in the cryo chamber, we're just going to tell him everything's fine regardless. And then we'll figure it out on the other end. Okay.
We'll be all right. Sure. And we'll be back. We're at the Pavilion at Durbin Park at St. John's County at iCryo. Come on by, say hello. If you haven't been down, make sure you get here and find out all the different lifestyle services you can get. Not just the cryotherapy chamber, compression, red light therapy, sauna.
There are easier ones to take.
They're all good for you. It's all part of the recovery and staying healthy and feeling good. You can do that right here at iCryo. We'll be right back on ESPN 690. Remote, and all we really had to do is dial into the phone. So we're going to try it. Simplicity wins the day sometimes. Brent Martineau, Casey Kurtz, Aaron Schachter here on a Friday. Again, a programming note just to let you know, this is our last show for the next couple of weeks from 3 to 6. Now, we're not going anywhere. Well, we are going somewhere, but I'm saying long term. But we take a little hiatus annually in the summer for a couple of weeks, do some maintenance, get away a little bit, and then we get charged up and ready to roll for a football season that hopefully will be fun around here between the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Florida State Seminoles, and Florida Gators, if you're a Gator fan, an old fan, a dog fan. Dog fan still hung over from the national championship, of course, but should be a lot of fun with all the NFL, college football, high school football as well when we come back. It's almost that time, but don't rush it, please, people. We enjoy this time of year where we can catch our breaths, and then we get it rolling for that time of year. Speaking of Florida State, real quick, we haven't talked about it much, but Link Jarrett is the new head coach of the Florida State baseball team. I was a little curious on the Link Jarrett front of if he would be lured away from Notre Dame. Now, the more I said it out loud, it made a lot of sense. And I think at times, though, there's an allure about Notre Dame. And when you're at Notre Dame, if you've ever visited Notre Dame, well, you know it's a special place. I know a lot of people don't like Notre Dame, and I get it. But if you've gone there and if you have an affinity for it, that's a pretty close tie, and it's tough to break away. Now, we've seen other people do it. Brian Kelly just went to LSU, and who saw that coming? And so now Link Jarrett going to Florida State makes a lot of sense. And here's why. One, it's his alma mater. And two, he's in Tallahassee, in the state of Florida, in the southeast, where the mecca of baseball talent exists. I got news for you, folks. Up in South Bend, Indiana, there's not a mecca of baseball talent. I'd say there's not any of it, but it's not as easy to recruit right around Notre Dame when you're talking baseball and there's snow on the ground in March. So it just makes winning a lot easier. I think I brought this up maybe last week or earlier in the week on the show where we went up and toured Notre Dame, and I thought it was great. Like, hey, what do the facilities look like? And we've now bounced around to some other colleges from the Division I level, Division II level, and Power 5 level. And we've seen other facilities. And I'm still impressed with Notre Dame's facilities. But they even told us, the person who was bringing us around said, listen, you take a look at the ACC now, where they're paying the Louisville coach $1 million and building new stadiums and doing this at North Carolina and doing this here and there. Like, we're like the 11th. Best facility school from a baseball standpoint in the ACC. And that hit me. I was like, wow, that's a difference. So Florida State obviously is a better baseball job. And that's what got Link Jarrett back, even with his success of building it at Notre Dame. And, of course, being an alum, I don't think that's always the draw to go back. I've said that countless times, like, I'm from New England. I've never really starved to go to Boston in my line of work. A lot of people do, though, just not me. So I just don't think all the time you're going to go home. But in this case, Link Jarrett went home, and he's not only going home, so there's an emotional tie where he has a lot of fond memories and a lot of success, but also keep in mind that it's a better place to win. It's an easier place to win. Nothing's easy, but it's easier to win at Florida State in baseball than it is at Notre Dame. And he wants to get them. Probably there's some historical value here for him to get them to Omaha and to win that first World Series. That would mean something to him in the history of the program and what he knows about the program. One other note, he started at Flagler, by the way, way back in the day. So there's a local tie with Link Jarrett on this journey, too. So big, big get for Florida State. It was a no-brainer get. It feels like this thing was probably done weeks ago with Link Jarrett. But it now officially is done, and he is the next head coach at Florida State. Hats off to him, what he did at Notre Dame. It's not easy to get to Omaha at Notre Dame, especially the path they took the last couple of years and beating some of the heavy hitters, including Tennessee, who many people thought was maybe one of the best programs we've seen in recent memory. Well, they couldn't even get to Omaha because of Notre Dame, Link Jarrett, and what they were able to do. And it was the first time in Omaha in 20 years for Notre Dame. So think about the significance of how good of a job Link Jarrett did, how much he built that program, and what the destination was this year. It's pretty impressive. So it'll be quick at Florida State. This is not going to take long. This is not like Mike Norvell trying to build up Florida State and get them back and clean up the messes. And No. That's not the case. This is keep it rolling and elevate it to a place it's been, and then elevate it to a place it's never been, and that's holding the national championship trophy for the Florida State Seminoles baseball team. And that would mean a lot on that campus and for Florida State fans. So tremendous hire. And you might be looking at Link Jarrett, the next coach of Florida State for the next, I don't know, 20 years or something. And he could go on a run after they replaced the Martins now. Mike Martin, of course, the legend. And then Mike Martin Jr. had a few years. And I still don't think Mike Martin Jr. did as bad as some people kind of think he did. But this was an opportunity to get Link Jarrett. Word on the street is Clemson was starting to poke around. They ended up going with the Michigan guy because I think they knew they weren't going to get Link Jarrett. But that's how some of these things work. And that opened the door for Florida State to say, hey, thanks, Martin family, for everything you've done, but we got to go get this guy. And I think that's basically how it seems how it happened is probably the way it happened in this case. Not always the case. I think in this situation, I think that's the way it did happen. Aaron, give me an update because I don't have my phone. I have no idea if he's in the – I think I got a thumbs up that he's in the cryotherapy chamber.
Yeah, I got Casey on the phone. I've just patched him through. Not at all. Casey should be able to hear
you
us.
You guys got me?
Yes.
Hey, yeah, okay. Casey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm about to go in, boys.
Okay, sweet. So here's the deal. Let me set the scene here before Joel over there hits all the buttons that make you cold.
Right now.
So we're at that cryo.
Oh, it's happening.
Maybe he's already hit it.
I think it's happening.
Yeah, I'm in here right now. So, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
So, I'm going to get ready on the dump button just in case.
Yeah, so how you feeling in there right now?
Good? Cold?
Just a little chilly,
Where
right?
is it getting coldest first, Casey? I'm very curious.
Arms are chilly, ankles as well.
Aaron, let me set the scene here. He's got shorts on, gloves on, a hat on, socks on. Nice. But he's nothing covering his legs, and he's got no shirt on, so thankfully there's no video of that.
Well, there actually is right now. We got a camera up here. We're getting the photos taken. I am bare-chested. My nipples are increasingly hard.
Keep the glass away.
Do what?
Keep the glass away. You don't need those glass cutters out there.
No, it's okay. I did go to the bathroom before this because I was told if anything were to come out, it would be an icicle. I don't know if that's dumb button material. But I don't really want to deal with that. So we're about a minute in at this point.
Yes.
Are you going 3 minutes?
3 minutes, yeah. So I'm not even halfway done yet.
Yeah, no, you get
it. It's getting colder, for sure. I would say my fat is now pretty cold. Sorry, Brian, I'll let you talk. Go ahead.
Well, when you hit 2 minutes, you're going to hear the fans and everything ramp up more because it's going to get even colder.
What does that do to you mentally?
It did just ramp up a little bit. We're now at halfway there. Mentally feels good still. Gloves are here.
All right.
Just looking at my arm here, I do have a good amount of beef gloves. There is ice on the glove as well as the shoes. My skin is turning red. Oh, there's like ice growing on my chest hair. This is new. So we are approaching 2 minutes at this point. We're back for more photos. So that's good.
Smile. Hey, Casey, you feel like is it snowing in there? Like, it's like you're in a snow globe a little bit, right?
It does feel like a real-life snow globe. That's a good one. By the way, we're at 2:15 now. The thing's kicked up. It's very cold. I don't know what else to tell you other than I don't think my nipples are still connected to my body. There are now multiple people watching me stand here freezing.
Hopefully there are multiple people listening.
Yeah. I will say, though, 10 out of 10 experience. It is very cold, don't get me wrong, but we're doing it live on the radio. I think we should do it. I'm not sure how I'm going to feel better after this.
You're supposed to increase circulation. It's supposed to do a lot of things that are great for your body, man. You're supposed to feel all of it when you get out of there.
Holy crap, it's freezing.
I just saw somebody come out of the same area as you're in with, like, an IV, so I was hoping that wasn't for you, Casey, as you're live on.
No, bro, I'm done.
Gonna pour water over.
Is that 3 minutes?
That was 3 minutes.
Let's get him in there for another 4 minutes.
I don't think I should go in for another 4 minutes, guys.
I think that's good. That's good. All right, we'll get you back on here in a moment and see. By the way, Aaron. If people are watching on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, or Twitch, you can see all the benefits. There's like a sign right behind me. There's actually like a 500 calorie burn to this.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe we should put him back in there for a couple more minutes.
But so I will say this. It relieves joint pain, right? You recover faster. There's a lot of recovery things to this. But there's also a lot of lifestyle health things to this. Like this euphoric feeling, it says, and endorphin kick. Like, those are real deals. He'll feel that in a couple minutes when he's done.
What do you think Casey's going to do when he's in a good mood for the first time in his entire life? What kind of change is he going to be making in his life?
I don't know, but you can see on the video feeds he's bare-chested and waving to us way back there.
Somebody gets the sensors going.
By the FCC.
Casey. The things
hey,
you
Joel,
do
come
for
on
the
over
job.
Here for a minute. Hey, Aaron, I'm going to get Joel on.
All right.
He owns iCryo.
Very cool.
He's coming on right now.
Let's hear from Joel because I think... out. We were definitely, I was definitely curious about how Casey was going to handle this thing. I was under the assumption it was going to be a lot tougher for Casey. But Joel, as you put the headset on, I'm telling you, man, it sounded like it was a breeze for the guy.
Yeah, he did pretty well. I was pretty impressed. He toughed it out.
Yeah. By the way, Joel, I don't know if you're getting what we call in our business mixed minus. You get a little echo there.
Oh. Yeah.
See, I don't care about fix that. It, but you're going to be kind of like freaked out by it. So don't worry about it. It's right. Okay. Oh, he just fixed it. See,
sorry, Aaron, I didn't even know it
was happening. That was my subtle way of telling Aaron to fix the mix minus.
That worked.
I was having some fun with Casey in the cryo. That's his first experience. Took pictures live on the radio. We're starting to, is it okay if we do this like every day? When people go in, we'll just talk to them while they go through this for the first time in 3 minutes. Yeah, is that a good idea?
I think it's a fabulous idea.
That'd be a great idea if we just, like, talk them through it.
Yeah.
Because most people are singing and dancing and jamming.
Yeah, we say do whatever you got to do to get through it. It's a tough 3 minutes. That's why we give you, you know, phones, music, get in there, dance around.
If nobody's done the cryotherapy before, it's about 3 minutes. You can go into, like, 3.5. You can even do, I think, a little bit less, right, like 2.5 minutes or something. But you get the most out of it if you do 3 minutes. Body temperature going in, most people are what? Around like 92,
yeah,
93?
Upper 80s, low 90s, 90, 93.
Okay. Typically. When they come out, some people, like immediately when they come out, their body temperature is what?
Well,
like on the surface,
body,
by the way. I'm sorry.
Skin temperature.
By
yeah,
way.
We look for a 30 to 50 degree skin drop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's good, right?
Yeah, that's what we're looking for, because it's at that point, that 30 degree drop, is your brain thinks, you know, survival mode, hypothermia. So your natural fight or flight kicks in, which increases your heart rate. Pulls the blood from your extremities to your core to protect your vital organs. But while that blood's air protecting your vital organs, it reoxygenates. You get out after your 3 minutes, the session's over. All that fresh, free oxygenated blood sent back out to your body, starts repairing all the inflamed areas, no matter where it is, head to toe.
Wow.
Takes care of
it. And so that's why you feel so good a couple minutes later. Like Casey's about to get into, I feel really good mode.
Oh, yeah. It's a rush when you get out. When he puts his shirt on, he's going to feel tingling all
yeah,
over
yeah.
your back, good. Your shoulder. It's incredible. It's so like getting off a roller coaster.
What you guys have, seriously, I promote this all the time. My kids use it. I use it. Like Joel's great. They just opened this a couple months ago. There's a ton of things on here that it kind of can help, from arthritis to other things.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What would you say for most people they get out of it?
Well, they come in with pain, inflammation, skin conditions, helps clear that up.
Okay.
People who need to sleep better.
Yeah.
Need a little attention there. But, yeah, just especially for athletes, they're recovering so much quicker and feel so much better. They get out the chamber, it's immediate.
Yeah.
Feeling relief.
Well, you said it. I mean, athletes use this.
Oh,
I mean, it's part of their daily recovery.
Yeah.
Is that they use this. All
not,
right.
Not only athletes, but just everyday person.
Everyday people. Yeah, that's why, I mean, I say it all the time. It's like recover from your daily life, which is a grind, right?
Yeah.
And it's pretty good stuff. Joel Romano. iCryo owner, thanks for stepping in. You want to talk sports like LSU or something like that?
I am a Tiger fan.
I know that. Yeah, I know that.
The Tigers.
Go Tigers. You like Brian Kelly being the coach?
It's different.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure it's the right fit, but, you know, if you win, that's all that matters.
At LSU, at West, baby, it's going to get even tougher now. Texas, Oklahoma coming in soon enough. All right, man. Appreciate you.
All right.
Thanks for letting Casey do this live on air. And, Casey, let's get you back in. Let's see how you feel. For instant reaction, now that you just did your first ever cryotherapy.
Hey, team. Man.
How's it going?
Oh, the nipples.
Nipples are better. I'll tell you. They weren't for a while there. I will tell you the most cold that I still am a little bit is where I'm fat. So I think that's the point of it, though, right?
Well, that's how the cool sculpting works, too. They kind of freeze it out, and then they melt it down, and it's gone.
So, yeah, like behind the arms, very chilly still. And stomach very chilly as well.
Yeah.
But nipples are back in a decent temperature for sure.
Functioning way.
Yeah, I don't know what they're supposed to do, but I will tell you this. I tried to tell you before you guys cut off my mic, which was extremely rude.
Sorry.
When I went in, my temperature was 92. I heard you saying about that. When I came out, it was 59, so 33 degrees.
Wow.
That's good. You want to be between 30 and 50, so you're getting some max recovery there.
I will say this too. This is now granted, I expected the whole thing. Like I was ready, right? I was prepared. What I was not prepared for is it. You just go. Like there's no like 3 seconds, and then it comes on.
Oh no, it just
I walked in there and it was freezing.
Yeah, it's freezing.
So from the get go,
oh, you gotta be ready.
Yeah, I wasn't. Yeah. Like I thought there'd be. I don't know why. Because
like, warm up.
I literally saw him like getting icicles off the roof. So I was like, it's time.
It is time.
So that I did not expect, but I do feel good now.
Don't you feel good? Seriously, like there's a rush of feel good.
Yeah, I don't know why fully, but I like this.
That's true.
This is good.
That's because he just
also
Joel
like the,
just explained this like
the
a
back
lot of
my
like,
neck.
It's got to do with oxygen and blood flow and all that stuff.
You're telling me.
Boom. And so there you go. Hey, good job. You made it.
Thank you.
First ever. I don't know. We just might have made history. Definitely iCryo history.
Yeah.
First ever live spot from inside the cryotherapy chamber.
And listen, 10 out of 10, I recommend it. And
like,
I was
telling Jill, it's like we could do this as a new segment. We just talk people through the experience.
Yeah, and I really have nothing to recover from. I felt better that you guys were there. It felt like we were all shirtless in the room, to be honest.
It was just
it
you,
felt
buddy.
Like it was just a bro down.
It was definitely just you.
But it was only me. But it helped that you guys were there. Well, but I will say... before I went in, Joel told me, he was like, have you done an ice bath? I was like, yeah. He's like, it's nowhere near as bad as that. So then I feel good.
Yeah, the ice bath's terrible.
Hey, look, as much as I would love to dwell on what Casey just did, I do want to let you guys know, because we're off for the next 2 weeks. Brent, you got about 2 minutes left to say goodbye to everybody and wish them well, because we got some spots backing up here.
Oh, good.
What was I about to say?
We just blew through commercials like all day today.
It's a special day. Last day before everyone goes on break. Who wants to sit through boring? So we want some fun stuff. Come on.
This is the last thing I want to say. In the next 2 weeks, please come down here. 10 out of 10 experience. It's very cold. When the 2 minutes hits, the fan goes nuts and it's 10 times colder. But it was dope. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's good. You want to do it again. Like, it's worth the 3 minutes of cold.
He sounds like he
like
wants
you're
it back
feeling
in.
Right now.
I feel great. Hey, between me and you, do I have to pay? Because I know that was not cheap.
Listen, there's a reason why. No, it's actually, it's $39. This is really the most affordable place you'll find.
That's way more affordable than I thought it was going to be.
And there's a bunch of different packages, and that's why the kids always come. They've got a student-athlete pass, $99 for six different lifestyle services, so do the math there. Wellness Wednesdays, that's my squeeze and freeze or freeze and squeeze promotion. You can do compression and that for $39. So come on down to iCryo. They've got the best prices around, great deal in town, good people in town, right here at St. Johns County Pavilion at Durbin Park. All right, real quick, guys, to end it, fireworks and grilling out. I mean, is that like a thing July 4th, or are you guys well beyond that? Don't do it anymore. Aaron?
Fireworks with the little kids is kind of, we do like the sparklers and stuff. They had a kick out of that last year. But when it comes to the big boomers, man, me and my wife are like senior citizens. We're in bed at 9:30, raising our fists at all the neighbors who are launching bombs into the sky up until the late hours of the night. So no fireworks for this guy.
You own a dog?
We did. She actually passed away recently. Thanks for reminding me, though.
I've done that. I'm sorry.
Appreciate
that.
But
didn't you tell me you were getting a dog? Or
we're talking about it. I can't convince the wife to do it, but we're talking.
Come on, Britt.
So, but when you guys have been dog owners, are you those that complain about the fireworks?
My dogs needed medication on July 4th, so yeah.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Fireworks are the worst. They're just the worst. Yeah. Nobody has a good time. You're exploding stuff that doesn't matter.
And like, you can't escape it.
Yeah.
But you can't escape it.
Yeah, you can't make the choice to not listen. Yeah.
I feel bad for the dogs. I ain't doing no fireworks. I will have a hot dog. All right. I don't have a grill. I'll have to figure that out, too.
All right. You got a fryer. Yeah, I got a grill.
Can I come over?
Sure. You can use it. I'll be out of town.
Sounds like Casey's going to be squatting.
Aaron, have a good couple of weeks.
Thanks,
Casey,
man.
You too. And we appreciate everybody listening. We'll be back. Action Sports Jax on ESPN 694. Are you got OT tonight?
Yeah.
You got a little OT tonight. And then I'll see you on TV this weekend as well. Make sure you watch Action Sports Jax primetime, CBS 47, Fox 30. We'll have a campus tour in the next couple weeks. JU, UNF, Flagler, and EWU. We'll get a state of the state on all of those schools. We take a hiatus for a couple weeks here, but we will be back. And when we come back, it's almost fall season. Have a good night and a good weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening on ESPN 690.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.